Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait a minute. What music is this? It's the Wide Nine. That's right. We do it every Tuesday during football season.
But during baseball season, when it changes, it's called the nine innings.
Or yeah.
No, it's not.
I know.
Or the starting nine.
Oh, yeah.
But instead, it's the Wide Nine. Nine questions. All of these have to do with the National Football League because it's been a busy offseason at this point. Here's your host. He's been in the mothballs for a while, but we brought him out for a special edition. Thomas G. Milliken. Hello, Gov.
I am out of hibernation. It is wonderful to be here. I love it. Talk football, NFL, all NFL on this Wide Nine, no college football. We got into the Josh Gaddis stuff yesterday in the offense. We're not doing that.
As the great Brian Billick once said, the biggest sport in America is the NFL. The second biggest sport is the NFL offseason.
Yes. It's hardly the NFL hardly goes into hibernation anymore. Maybe July early, and that's about it. So the Lions broke the bank in free agency somewhat. Grade the additions that the Lions made. Tell me what the team should do in the NFL draft. And by the way, some signings yesterday, Tommy Lee Lewis, receiver who was in the controversial play with New Orleans, and also an offer sheet to Malcolm Brown, the backup to Todd Gurley in L.A. before C.J. Anderson.
I will give the Lions an A-, and obviously I don't know how these are all going to turn out. They could, you know, the grades can always change with these things, but they knew what they wanted, they targeted what they wanted, and they went out and did it on day one. They didn't wait around. You can talk about overspending. You can talk about turning, Justin Coleman into a bigger profile than he should get. But they knew what they wanted, and they got it. And I give them credit for that. I like having a plan, and I like sticking to the plan.
I'm going to give them a B. I like the players they had, but I still think in certain cases, too much money, especially for Coleman at this stage in his career. Hopefully I'll be wrong. They definitely filled needs. If the Rams decline the offer sheet, I think Malcolm Brown is a really good signing, although I do like Spencer Ware a lot. As far as what they should do in the draft, I still think defense, linebackers. Devin White, that's who I want them to get.
They did have the money to spend, though. And I did read prior to yesterday's minor moves that they're still in the top 10 for cap-friendly teams. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
I like what this team is doing, and I'm scared that I said that. All right, the Lions have yet to address their backup quarterback situation. Who would you like to see them pursue?
Well, it's interesting because when you gave us this quiz, basically, the Wide Nine quiz yesterday, I made some notes before I left.
Ooh.
And already the guy I penned in has already signed last night. I wanted A.J. McCarron. I thought he'd be perfect, but he signed with the Texans yesterday. So, believe it or not, I'd go with Brock Osweiler. I think he showed me enough against the Lions when he was with the Dolphins to be a legitimate backup quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, look, Josh McCown's out there, but Josh McCown is more of the veteran for a young guy. I mean, he's done that, did that role in New York last year with Sam Darnold. What about Trevor Siemian? I mean, his name came up earlier this week on our show. There's a veteran guy who has started. He has won games. He went to Northwestern? Oh, go Cats. But I think you'd get him cheap. A lot of teams are looking at him. The Broncos, the Rams, the Vikings are all in on Trevor Siemian. I think he'd be a solid backup.
I would rather have McCown or Siemian than draft somebody in the second round or something like that. That's just like the absolute no-no now.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't think of his name. The NC State. Is it Lindsey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard rumors of him, but he would be a third or fourth round pick. All right, we're going to have to adjust this one a little bit. So the Lions brought in Spencer Ware for a workout on Monday, but then they signed the offer sheet last night to Malcolm Brown. Is there somebody out there that you would like to see them sign to complement Kerryon Johnson?
Well, here's what I like about the signing of Malcolm Brown, and obviously it's an offer sheet, so they can still match it. A lot of times we don't know if the Lions feel the same way about the situation that we feel about it. Clearly, they feel the same way that we do. They are not content going into the season with the trio of Johnson and Riddick and Zenner. They need to upgrade, and they view that as need an upgrade. We all agreed on the Spencer Ware pick. I think C.J. Anderson is another name out there, but his price might be a little bit too high based on how he played in the postseason for the Rams. So Spencer Ware is my guy, but I'd be content with Malcolm Brown as well.
Either Spencer Ware or Isaiah Crowell. I think they're both Ware a little better catching the football. Crowell, I think he's pretty good in short yardage down by the goal line. I've seen him score some touchdowns that way. Either one would be fine with me.
The sneaky thing about the Brown offer sheet, if they do get him signed and they have to match it by Monday, is that he is a good goal line back and maybe will have the LeGarrette Blount role be the more power runner. But I just don't like that he's not much of a receiving back. All right, free agency hit with a big bang in general last week with lots of player movement, trades involving Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. Who were the biggest winners and losers in the NFL last week?
The biggest winners, well, the Browns, because of just getting OBJ is just such a good move for them. So I'm going to give them a win. Also, the Green Bay Packers. Everybody seems to like the Smith guys that they got, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. They got Amos, the safety from the Bears. He's pretty good. The losers to me are the New York Giants. I mean, trading Beckham, Jabril Peppers is okay, and some of the other things they did made no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I would agree with that take. I mean, this is going to foreshadow, I think, question that's coming up next, but I don't want to overreact too much to the Steelers and to overreact too much to the Browns, because the Browns are seeming to be the clear winners and the Steelers seem to be the clear losers. Let's not ignore the last 60 years of football history. And maybe, as Gov said last week, maybe the Steelers are doing a little bit of self-correction here to get back to the quote-unquote Steeler way. And let's not put dirt on the Steelers just yet, even though they do look substantially worse than they did a week ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to bury the Steelers either. So you did mention the Browns, obviously. By the way, I think the Lions were a winner.
I do too, for sure.
You know, I know you didn't want to put them as the biggest winner, right? Because then you got that stuck on you for the rest of the year. But anyways, though, the Browns have become the favorite to win the NFC North next year. Are you all in on what the Browns have done, or are you in wait-and-see mode?
Total wait-and-see mode. Again, let's not ignore the history of this league. The Browns have done this before. I mean, the Browns have won draft day. They made a movie about it, for God's sakes. They have won the free agency. They've become the hot team, and it's all gone to pot. I am going to need to see more from your boy, and I'll give Gov credit for this, Baker Mayfield. He was, I thought, the best rookie quarterback last year, but I'm still going to need to see how his personality goes along with the expectations that are come. So I'm definitely wait and see, although they do appear to be the best team in their division.
Yeah, I'm wait and see as well, mainly because of Baker Mayfield and just the general tone of the organization. It looks like he knows what he's doing. He's done a good job, Dorsey. But sometimes when you get that kind of attitude, sometimes it all does not work. So I'm wait and see as well. I still do think their defense, not even what they did this year, but with Garrett and Denzel Ward, is going to be pretty damn good.
It's hard to just all of a sudden become an offensive juggernaut, like to become that almost showtime offense. And it appears that's what they're trying to do, and they'll just outscore people. But it's always easier said than done. And I think there's arrogance, you know, like brewing out of Cleveland right now. And it could be, you know, a complete bombshell as well. All right, if you are a QB needy team, would you draft Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins this year? Or would you wait until next year's class, which includes Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah, well said, yeah.
Justin Herbert and Jake Fromm.
God, it's been a few months, so I've forgotten how to say Tua's last name again, Tagovailoa.
If I was a quarterback needy franchise, I would not wait. I'd take Murray. I'd take Haskins because you never know what's going to happen to these guys, and meaning the guys in college, they could get hurt. And suppose you have a good, better season than you think you're going to have, you might not even be positioned. If you have a guy that you think might be a franchise quarterback, you take him. I'm not saying you reach just because he's a quarterback, but you take one of those two guys.
Totally agree with that philosophy. I mean, you're right. You can't. You don't know.
That's where the Giants screwed up by not taking Darnold.
Right. Exactly. But the Giants have the opportunity to make good again this year with probably Haskins.
Well, I don't think they will.
I know. I'm more Haskins than Murray personally, but part of that's just watching him carve up Michigan and carve up Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. But I think he's going to be really good.
I think Kyler Murray's RG3 2.0.
Ooh.
I think he's going to have a splash, and then he's going to fail.
Then he's going to suffer a debilitating knee injury and never come back from it?
Maybe not that specific. All right, let's do a Lions hypothetical. This is one of my favorite ones on here today. So would you rather draft Devin White at number 8, linebacker from LSU, or would you trade down into the teens in the first round and draft Devin Bush?
I'd take Devin McCourty. I just do the all Devins.
What does Devin Skillian think?
I really like Devin Bush a lot. I think he's going to be a very good NFL player, but I don't want to get too cute here. If there's a guy there you think can be an impact player, instead of trying to two, you know, it's like the one in the hand, two in the bush scenario. No pun intended. I would take Devin White.
It depends what you're getting if you're trading down. If you're giving me a second round pick, I'm trading down and getting Devin Bush. Anything other than that, I'm taking Devin White because I think he's going to be great.
I think Devin Bush is going to be a Pro Bowler. I'm not sure about Devin White yet. He'll be a good player, but I think Devin Bush, his sideline to sideline, I think he's going to be the best player that played from Michigan that goes into this draft. Give me a couple players' names in the NFL draft that you think will be drafted too low but have Pro Bowl potential.
I'm going to actually give you three guys because we've seen them play. I think Justin Lane of Michigan State probably going to go in the second round. I think he has a chance to be great. Also, at that position, David Long did very well at the combine. He was very good in man coverage. May not be the fastest guy in the world, so maybe a third or fourth round pick. He has a chance to be really good. And the arch rival, you watch Paris Campbell from Ohio State. Very few people have him in the first round. He could be a sneaky great player the way the NFL goes today. Kind of if, you know, Kansas City loses Tyreek Hill, he'd be perfect in that role coming out of that wide receiver position.
Jack Fox, the punter from Rice. Cole Tracy, the kicker from LSU.
Come on. You just disgraced the wide nine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you? All right, finally, yesterday, big sports day with the Mike Trout contract. And this kind of got lost in the shuffle. Peyton Manning has been reached out to by ESPN to be the color analyst for Monday Night Football. They officially reached out. Would you like to see Manning get the gig? If not, who would you like to see in the booth?
I would like to see Manning get the gig. I think he would be great at this. I think he'd be Tony Romo-esque. I also think he'd be very funny at it. So, yes, Manning is my guy. If not Manning, just don't come back at me with Tessitore and Booger, which it sounds like they're going to do. You got to do something different.
Two words, Pat McAfee. That's it. I mean, he would make it entertaining. He's a little green, so to speak, but, you know, you get experience working. Give me that trial and error. He was good in the Lions-Packers game.
You can't have, though, if it's Manning, and I agree, I'd love to see it, but you can't have Tessitore be the play-by-play guy then. I just think that would be so rigid.
Yeah.
I mean, Tessitore's so serious. I mean, yes. We've talked behind the scenes. Yes. We call him National Chef.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Listen here, Peyton. Yeah. Stop being so silly, and why don't you stop doing those commercials? We got business to do here.
I don't know
X's
if that pairing would work. They'd have to maybe bring someone out. Like, you know, like Steve Levy. I think Steve Levy does a nice job at college football. I think he'd be terrific in the NFL. All right. Thank you very much, Gov. That is the Wide Nine here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.